Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is January 22, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Amazon partners dLocal to offer local payments in Chile. Flutterwave raises $35 million MLN, teams up with WorldPay. Saku teams up with Valentino. Mipos extends online payments acceptance of Amex cards. PowerBridge launches e-commerce platform for cross-border payments. Ingenico Enterprise Retail to launch open payment for transport solution in North America. Overseas merchants actively exploring Chinese mobile payments, survey finds. Enticing suppliers, buyers to embrace the commercial card. How diversified funding readies India's startups for the future. Now let's get started. Amazon partners dLocal to offer local payments in Chile. dLocal, a fintech company focused on cross-border payments for emerging countries, has announced that Amazon went live with its local payments acceptance services in Chile. The Company solution enables businesses to gain a competitive edge in emerging countries across LATAM, APAC and MENA. The company has been developing expertise in each local country it serves. Its payments technology platform supports over 300 local payment methods under one API. The platform bridges the gap between the needs of global, online enterprises and payments realities in emerging countries. It also provides built-in, value-add services that include automated currency conversion, guaranteed fund repatriation for settlement in the US or Europe, optimization of local payment operations and other localization-related advisory. Flutterwave raises $35 million MLN, teams up with WorldPay. Fintech startup Flutterwave has raised a $35 million Series B round and announced a partnership with WorldPay FIS for payments in Africa. According to TechCrunch, with the funding, Flutterwave will invest in technology and business development to grow market share in existing operating countries. Moreover, the company will expand capabilities to offer more services around its payment products. The Nigeria-based startup's main business is providing B2B payment services for companies operating in Africa to pay other companies on the continent and abroad. The company will hire more business development staff and expand its developer team to create more sector expertise, TechCrunch reports. The new round makes Flutterwave the payment provider for WorldPay in Africa. Saku teams up with Valentino. Saku Holding, Saku or the company, has partnered with Valentino to offer the luxury brand's accessories and ready-to-wear on Saku platform starting from March 2020. Via this cooperation with Saku, the Italy-based luxury house aims to reach the over 30 million Saku's registered users, Globe News Wire reveals. Maison Valentino is founded in 1960, and is a protagonist of international fashion. Since 2008, Valentino's fashion is presented through the Haute Couture and PRT Porter lines for women and for men, and through the Valentino Garavani accessories lines such as shoes, bags, small leather goods, eyewear, and more. Asia-based Sakuas offers online integrated upscale products and lifestyle services on the company's integrated online and offline shopping platform. Mipos extends online payments acceptance of Amex cards. Mipos has announced that is extending its online payments acceptance of American Express, Amex, cards. This payment solution is now available to all Mipos merchants receiving online payments though Mipos API integrations, checkout plugins, Moto online terminal, pay links and pay buttons. Previously, Amex cards were only accepted through the Mipos payment terminals, while online acceptance was available to selected merchants only. As of 16 January 2020, Amex payments are available to the entire Mipos client base across the EEA. Mipos Online includes a range of solutions enabling merchants to accept payments remotely, even without the need of a website or online store. They vary from a shopping cart checkout to Modo Online Terminal, along with the PayLink and Pay button, which can be used by merchants on social media, in an email or SMS when sending an offer or invoice to their customers. Other cards and mobile wallets accepted at MePOS include Visa, Visa Electron, VPay, MasterCard, Maestro, UnionPay, JCB, BankContact, iDeal, Apple Pay and Google Pay. PowerBridge launches e-commerce platform for cross-border payments. PowerBridge Technologies has announced that its cross-border e-commerce SaaS service platform has officially launched and started to process orders. PowerBridge Technologies is a provider of software applications and technology solutions and services to corporate and government customers primarily located in China. The PowerBridge cross-border platform is a strategic cooperation with Macau Association of Supply Chain and Macau Chamber of Commerce of Portuguese-speaking countries. The cooperation aims to operate Macau cross-border business transactions and supply chain integration services through PowerBridge cross-border platform. The orders are now available with Macau Wang Ge Hang online app, which is the first service platform provider for cross-border e-commerce in Macau. What's more, PowerBridge cross-border pet food supply chain platform, a newly developed pet food platform by PowerBridge, is going online and has completed its first series of orders. This platform is developed by PowerBridge and co-operates with 28 International to take advantage of the growing pet food market in China. Ingenico Enterprise Retail to launch open payment for transport solution in North America. Ingenico Enterprise Retail has announced that it will launch of OP2GO, its open payment solution, in North America in 2020. A year ago, Ingenico Enterprise Retail launched its solution for ticketing platforms, including validation equipment and payment environments. Since then, OP2GO has boosted the speed and reliability of public transport services, reducing fare collection costs in some cases by over 30%. Building on these previous successes, OP2GO will soon be implemented by a large transport authority in North America. Comprised of secure contactless readers supporting both closed and open loop cards, inspection devices, a payment gateway and acquiring services, OP2GO integrates with all ticketing platforms. With a scalable suite of solutions, from hardware terminals only, OP2GO acceptance, to combined hardware and dedicated payment gateway, OP2GO gateway, Ingenico is able to address a multitude of scenarios of payment project deployment. Ingenico has collaborated with companies like Visa to help bring contactless tap to pay to transit companies around the world. For those cities that have already used OP2GO, brand awareness perceived by occasional users is improved, and costs are reduced by avoiding issuing proprietary cards. Overseas merchants actively exploring Chinese mobile payments, survey finds. An Alipay and Nielsen survey has revealed that overseas merchants are actively exploring digital operations via Chinese mobile payments to increase sales and customer traffic. This is demonstrated by nearly 78% of UK merchants surveyed saying they are likely to recommend Alipay to their peers, especially for utilizing digital operations to improve efficiency and turnover. Surveying 4,837 Chinese travelers and 547 overseas merchants, the report finds that Chinese tourists' usage of mobile payments while traveling overseas continues to increase, with Singapore, South Korea, Japan, Australia, France, Thailand, New Zealand, Canada, the UK, and the US ranked as the top 10 countries where Chinese tourists love to use mobile payments in 2019. This trend is taking hold, with regions like the UK accelerating the acceptance of Chinese mobile payments. Overseas merchants are also going beyond payment to explore more digitalized solutions, including digital marketing, with nearly 70% of UK merchants surveyed saying they have already utilized additional services other than payment in Alipay. Nearly 88% UK merchants surveyed who have used additional services on Chinese mobile payment platforms recognize that these solutions, the transaction volume of Chinese mobile payments continues to increase. On average, Chinese tourists paid via mobile 3.4 times out of every 10 payments in 2019, up from 3.2 times in 2018. European merchants have accelerated the adoption of Chinese mobile payment solutions. In the UK, 61% of local merchants surveyed adopted Chinese mobile payment solutions since 2019, and since then, usage among Chinese tourists has risen. The wider adoption of Chinese mobile payment solutions increases the willingness of Chinese tourists to spend. According to the survey, 92% of Chinese tourists traveling to Europe said they are more likely to pay with mobile phones if more local merchants supported Chinese mobile payment solutions, and 89% said that they are more likely to shop and spend locally. More overseas merchants may continue to deepen their use of Chinese mobile payment platforms as they go digital. 66% of merchants surveyed hope to carry out more digital store operations and further their store's promotional and marketing activities by leveraging Chinese mobile payment platforms. The improved acceptance of mobile payment solutions has also made it possible for Chinese tourists to bring less cash, with data showing that the amount of foreign currency exchanged by Chinese tourists before leaving for Europe in 2019 fell by 16%. A New York appellate court upheld a previous ruling in favor of the doll after Global Cash Card sued on the grounds that the doll overstepped its legal authority. It's a big win for proponents of tighter rules around payroll cards, which have faced criticism in recent years, as lawsuits challenge issuers' use of fees for ATM withdrawals, inactive accounts and more. We think these rules will go a long way in addressing the issues we've been hearing about from low-wage workers, said Deyanira Del Arro, co-director of the New Economy Project, in a 2016 interview after the doll first announced its proposed payroll card rules. Unified on commercial card surcharges. While technology solutions like those offered by Plastiq identify one path toward addressing the issue of supplier non-acceptance, Unified Payments Group recently spoke to PYMNTS about another option becoming increasingly available in the U.S. market. The firm's co-founder and president Dan Hatcher and CEO John Perez discussed the strategy of compliant surcharges that B2B suppliers can implement to offset the financial burden of corporate card acceptance. The executives highlighted the importance of educating businesses and their executive teams about this option, which can be more effective, they said, than another strategy of capturing Level 2 and Level 3 processing data to lower interchange rates. How diversified funding readies India's startups for the future? India's technology startup community is enjoying its moment in venture capitalist spotlight. Analysts at Trax recently calculated that tech startups in the country raised a combined $14.5 billion last year, a tenfold increase from the $550 million raised at the beginning of the decade. With India's tech startup community already off to a promising 2020, investors appear eager to build upon a new track record of high-value, high-volume funding. While that's good news, the surge in venture capital (VC) funding cannot entirely dismiss the widespread challenges that new businesses face when seeking financing, and according to Abhishek Gupta, head of India-based debt and equity investor Caspian Debt, the current demand for startup funding exceeds availability. The volume of funding available is not balanced with the number of startups seeking funding in India today, he recently told PYMNTS, adding that the current funding climate sees large funding rounds for a few firms, leaving little left for the rest. The funding ecosystem in several sectors is still not mature, he said. The availability of funds at different stages of the startup lifecycle is not optimum. Some sectors have lots of seed investors, but not for Series A or Series B stage. Some sectors only have investors for mature startups, but not enough for an early stage. Funding dead ends. This imbalance in the VC arena isn't the only roadblock that startups in India face today. According to Gupta, while there is a diverse array of financing products on the market, young companies can often be turned away, and for those that aren't, certain funding types can lead to financial challenges later on. Traditional bank loans, for instance, require mortgage collaterals, which startups often lack. There is an initiative underway in India to shift banks' business lending strategies from one based on net current assets to one based on cash flow, although it's unclear how this change might expand or restrict access to traditional bank loans for startups. Digital small business loan marketplaces can be high risk, he noted, and are best suited for dealing with small bumps in cash flow in the short run, but often will not address the financing need for startups that are more focused on growth than they are on profitability. Similarly, small business credit cards can offer convenient access to capital but often at a high price, said Gupta. Poor performance in banks' portfolios has also led to restricted availability of this kind of credit in India, he noted. Mixing the right funding combination. Each financing product has its advantages and drawbacks, and no single solution will be a perfect fit for a startup. As such, Gupta emphasized the importance of combining an array of financing tools, which can enable businesses to ensure that the financing they access will be most appropriate for its purpose. Diversifying funding sources allows startups to match the nature of funds and the uses of funds, he said. Equity is long-term and patient capital, and hence should be used for long-term investments where the timing of cash flows is not certain, like in new product development and filing patents. Debt, meanwhile, should be used in cases where cash flow is more predictable, for instance when a startup purchases assets resulting in an immediate cash flow jump, a strategy important to preserving equity, Gupta said. Often, a startup's strategic use of a combination of debt can be key to supporting their VC ambitions. As per our experience, companies that have raised debt from more than one source are more likely to raise another round of equity, he added. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.